Now, last time Margaret Mills was here, she took us on a trip down the secret nuclear bunker at Kelvedon. But this time you're going to be taking a look at John Constable, the painter. So that's something that we won't be glossing over.
Oh. Sorry. No, that is pretty bad.
I know. I thought Constable was quite good, actually.
Well, short notice, maybe, yeah.
Constable was all right. It was just my joke that was pretty bad.
Absolutely. Yeah. But we can forgive you for that.
Thank you.
John Constable. We all know at least one John Constable picture, probably. For most people, I think it's the Haywayne. Hmm. Wonderful painter, wonderful documenter of what life was like in the late 18th and early 19th century. He was an Essex lad, needless to say, born in 1776 at East Burgholt on the Essex and Suffolk border. He was originally intended by his father to either enter the church or become a miller. His father was a miller, neither of which occupation appealed to him, but certainly painting did. Even from a very young age, we're told, he was out in the fields drawing and painting whatever he saw. He struggled for years for recognition. And in fact, many people feel that he never really had the recognition he should have had during his lifetime. Believe it or not, it was the French who first said that his paintings were worthy of being hung in an exhibition. Constable, although his paintings to us are a wonderful example of what the countryside was like 200 years ago, for other people, the paintings never seem to have really taken off in quite the way you would have expected. He married a young woman called Maria Bicknell, but not until after an extremely long courtship. Her parents and her grandfather was extremely rich and there was money in the family, and they were very opposed to her marrying a penniless young painter. And Constable was quite unambitious. He only ever wanted to paint in the Essex, Suffolk and East Anglian area. He had no desire really to go elsewhere and paint, although he did. But he was always happiest in East Anglia. So they married after a very long courtship. Constable was 40 when he eventually married. And they began to get some money because by now Maria had inherited family money. But sadly, John Constable, during his lifetime, if money came in with one hand, it very quickly went out with the other hand. As I've mentioned, he struggled to get recognition, particularly from the Royal Academy. He was only made a Royal Academician in 1829, so very late in his career. Maybe because history painting was very much in vogue then. Landscape painting was distinctly out of fashion. Although when we think of the beautiful paintings that he produced, we cannot imagine anybody thinking that way. But he was actually told by Sir Thomas Lawrence, the principal of the Royal Academy, "You're very lucky to get elected because you're only a landscape painter."
Well, I guess it's fairly not usual that people's paintings only come to be valuable after their life.
Indeed. I think nobody would be more surprised than Constable today to know how well-loved his paintings are.
Good stuff. All right. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
So, what are you? What's your subject next time?
Next week, I'm going to be looking at William Morris.
Okay. Thank you very much.